Parshat Tzim Vayelech is 1 week before Rosh Hashanah. We ready?
Yep.
You have the Hawaii background now.
Yeah, but I join you.
I
You left.
had to get back to the background. And we're going to look at the mitzvah of Hakeem. You know the mitzvah. This is the paragraphs. It's Chamishi Aliyah, fifth Aliyah of the double parsha. Source one by Yikra Moshe Yeshua. Moshe calls Yeshua. This is right before Moshe dies. By Yomar Elav, Lei Kol Yisrael. He tells him before the eyes of all Israel, Chazak V'Emetz, be strong. Ki Atah Tavoa Ta'am Hazeh, because you're going to come with these people. El Ha'aretz Asher Nishba Hashem Elokam, that Hashem swore to their ancestors, Latet Lahem, to give to them. And you are the one who is going to be bequeathed to them. God's one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not weaken you. He will not abandon you. Do not be afraid. Do not fear. And Moshe wrote down this Torah, better reference, and he gives it to the Kohanim. And Osim et Aron b'Hashem, who carried the children of the Levim, who carried the Aron. Lakolzik Ni Israel, and he presented it to all of the elders of Israel as well. By Moshe Tamaymar, and Moshe commanded them and said, Miketz Shevashanim, at the end, after 7 years, Bemoed, on the holiday, Shnat HaShemitah, that would be the holiday after the year of the Shemitah, B'chag Sukkot, on Sukkot. Vocal Israel, I wrote the Pnei Hashem change that. When everyone comes to greet the face of the mitzvah of Re'iyah, they'll come on Sukkot to greet God, the place he will choose. Tikra Torah, you will read this Torah. Negatively, for elbows and ham in front of all Israel in their ears. Akel ta'am, you will gather together all the people, anashim va'anashim levataf, men, women, and children, v'gerecha, and strangers among you, l'man yishmeu, so that they will hear, l'man yamdu, so they will learn, v'yiru et Hashem Elokeichem, and they will fear God. V'shamru la'asot, keep this Torah. Okay, once every 7 years, year after Shemitah, on Sukkot, right after Shemitah, they will read the Torah in public. And their children who don't know, Yishmu do, Lirat Hashem Elokechem. You'll fear God. Your children will learn to fear God, calling Mimashiratem for all the years that you live on the earth, Asheratem Shamat, that you are crossing over the Jordan to inherit. That's the paragraph. And the way the Mishnah puts it, Parshat HaMelech, Ketzad, what is Parshat HaMelech? What did they do? That's what it was called in the Mishnah. Let's say Yom Tov Rishon Shelchag, so the day after the first Yontif of Sukkot. And the Bartanu explains that it says Basukot and Shemayan ni afilu b'yom tov achron shel chag, that maybe it means the last day of the chag. But he doesn't say when on Sukkot, lomar, but it says bevo kol Yisrael erot, when everyone comes. It's got to be after the day of Yom Tov, the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. So day after that first day when everyone's still there in Yerushalayim, it's Tchilat Chol HaMoed, first day of Chol HaMoed. So that's what the Mishnah says, Motzei Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag. Not the night, but that first day Chol HaMoed, B'Shmini B'Motzei Shavit, on the 8th year of the cycle, which means the year after the Shavit year, through really the first year of each Shemitah cycle, Osin Lo Bima Shel Etz Bazara. They make a big platform of wood in the Azara, in the courtyard of the Beit Midash, Hu Yoshev Aleha, and the king sits there, Shnemar Miketz Sheva Shanim B'Moed, etc., as it says. We have this mitzvah of every 7 years have to read the Torah. Chazana Knesset, Notel Sefer Torah, the chairman of the Knesset, I don't know if there's anybody called Chazon HaKnesset now, takes the Sefer Torah of Notnah Rosh HaKnesset and gives it to the Prime Minister. Rosh HaKnesset notes the Sgan, and the Prime Minister gives it to the Sgan with the second in command of Kohen, the Kohen Gadol, the Vice Kohen Gadol, the Sgan Notnah the Kohen Gadol, and then he hands it off to the Kohen Gadol. The whole ceremony of Kohen Gadol Notnah HaMelech, and the Kohen Gadol gives it to the king. Melech Omed Umakabel Makabel Yoshev, and the king takes the Torah, and he sits down and he reads the Sefer Torah.
Laird and the king. I mean,
That's not
the Torah doesn't mention a
Torah
king.
doesn't mention that, but it's that's the idea. It's that the way it puts it as that he gives it as it, he addresses Yeshua, and then he gives the Torah to the Bnei Kohanim and the Kol Zekne Yisrael, and it's Vayetzav Moshe Otam Le'Amor specifically. So it's those, the leaders of the people, are the ones who are reading it. Okay, so it turns into he's got this whole ceremony with the Sagan, the Knesset, and the Melech here. But yes, it's never as being the Melech.
So they didn't do this until they had a king?
No,
No.
I think it's clear cut that Yeshua met that criteria. So if someone acted in as the central leader.
Yeah.
It's not clearly not connected to the. Like the actual legal status of kingness here.
Okay.
Political leader of the time.
Okay.
So, and I didn't bring it up here, but clearly it's something that would be appropriate to do nowadays. And when we don't really, I don't know if anyone, say they do Kahakel. And they don't go out to Harabayit for it, obviously. But that's like it's the president of Israel usually does the reading.
Of what? The whole Torah? No.
Well, if you look at in Sota, it says they had a selection of the Torah. Look at the Gemara over there; it's exactly what they read.
Oh.
But Herzog has done that for that
Yeah.
reason. Yeah, so trying to fulfill Mitzvah. So, but I'm not going to deal with what it is or what you do nowadays with that. Just point at the mitzvah itself. The point of it was to recreate the experience of Mamad Har Sinai. That's the
Okay.
everyone staying around, and the Torah is there. And this is the way Health God from the Gush puts it. The Mitzvah of Hakeel is not so much a matter of public Torah study as an attempt to recreate and relive the experience of Har Sinai. From time to time, Am Yisrael is required to return to this historical experience in order to understand and remember that Torah and Mitzvot are our whole essence and crowning glory, which is the way Yossi Bar-Chirach puts it. That this involves not a cognitive understanding of the Parashiyot. Parashat, rather, experience of hearing God's word, reliving the power of that experience. Experience, and that's the idea that the children come just to be there, to learn to Yirat Hashem, the awe of God. Sefer HaChinuch puts it that way. What's the point of this great gathering that we're all gathered together? Yetshuva, the answer is the Shmo Divrei Torah. Listen to Torah. She call Ikreinu Vodenu Vitivratenu. That is our essence. That is our glory. Divomi Therefore, we will come with Saper, talk about how great Torah is, Archa, and the value, and its great, and its glorious value. Yachnisu HaKol, Bilibam, and introduce this desire into our hearts. Learn to know God, learn to the desire to know God, and this will be good. Yismach Hashem, and God will be happy with us. It says that they should sit and they learn, right? The idea is not you're learning Torah, but learning Yirat Hashem from the experience, being all there. And David Zvi Hoffman puts it similarly. You need to understand why they have this public reading. Because everyone's together. We'll read the fundamental parashiyot. Like I said, we don't have time to read the whole Torah all at once, but we have a selection of the major ones. That instill the fear of God in their hearts. They will come to understand. Everyone will understand the feeling that led people to say Na'aseh v'nishma. That's what we're trying to recreate with this mitzvah. And they'll all pay attention to this. That The idea here is a similar similar name, the Melech Ruotoshel Melech Yoshiyahu B'Malachim. So we have other examples through Tanakh of public readings of the Torah that brought all the people back to Torah. We have Yoshiyahu, Malachim, and Ezra and Nehemiah, Yishev Hasham, and so you go look at the Tanakh over there. And we know that that's meant to kind of recreate this Mama, the idea of Mama Har Sinai, because throughout Sefer Devarim, the original Mamad Har Sinai, people were there. It was called the Yom HaKel.
Oh.
It's called that explicitly, right? Hashem tells Moshe. There we go. Nope. Let's do it. Right. Specifically, Hakel, that is a mitzvah of Mamad Har Sinai. I'm going to say this is the way Moshe describes it. Devarim, where he said, "Raki Shomer Lecha, Oshmor Nafshecha, be careful. Remember, Petishkafet Rim, lest you forget these things, Asheru what you saw. And Yisru Milvavacha, Kikon Yechayecha, and you should not remove from your heart all days of your life, but Atamlo and you'll tell your children, grandchildren, Yom Asher Amadta L'Fanei Hashem, the day you stood before God, B'chorev, in Chorev, Amar Hashem Elai, Hakel Li Et Ha'am. God said, Hakel the people. That was the first Hakel. Gather them all together, and we'll give them the Torah, V'ashmiyim Et Dvarayim, and tell them my words, Asher Yifdun Li Ra'oti, so that they will learn to fear me. Exactly the same wording as the mitzvah that's here. So that's the original Hakel. Amar HaSinai. That they'll fear me all the days. And let's see.
It's interesting that it's on Sukkot and not on Shavuot.
Ah, good point. Hold that thought.
Oh.
That's where we're going. But I will add that when did we actually get the Aseret Dibrot? It was,
Shavuot, no.
no. Shavuot was the day of Mamad Har Sinai, yes. But when did we actually get the Torah? Was on Yom Kippur,
Huh?
right? When do we actually get the Torah? Worth remembering that. So what happened? Shavuot is Mamad Har Sinai. We hear the Aseret Dibrot. Moshe goes up for 40 days. Comes down with the Luchot. But what happens then?
Breaks them.
He breaks them. So that's Shavasar B'Tammuz. So we don't celebrate that day. He goes back up.
Wait, Shavasar B'Tammuz is 40 days after Shavuos?
Shavuot, yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we can count that out. It's 41 days, like the day after that, when he came back. But so that's the day he comes back. And he breaks the
But
Luchot, and
Mamad
then
Har Sinai, it's just the
it
Ten
is Shavuot.
Commandments,
Right,
not
Mamad Har
a
Sinai
Torah
was the
itself.
hearing the Ten Commandments. There wasn't anything written there. We'll talk about that.
Okay.
And
Then he goes
then
up
he
and
goes for
comes in
40, then he
again.
gets 40 days negotiating.
Okay.
That is until Rosh Chodesh Elul. That's 40
Okay.
days from Shavuot B'Tammuz. And then Rosh Chodesh Elul, he goes back up to get the second Luchot. He goes for another 40 days and comes back down. Hashem says, Salachti, come back down Yom Kippur with the second set of Luchot.
So when, why do you say that's when we got the Torah? That's when
That's
we
what we
got
got. We got the
the
Luchot,
second
right? So the second set of that's of course the written the closest the first written example of Torah was on Yom Kippur, but we'll talk about Sukkot in a little bit. Hold that thought. That's a good question. What does Sukkot have to do with any of this? Okay.
Yeah.
So
We get
that's
the second Luchot on Yom Kippur. I had to have known that at
you
some
have to
point.
know that. That's kind of why Yom Kippur is a day of Slicham Yom Kapara. That's when we were forgiven for Maaseh Egel. That's when we got the okay. We're gonna we have the renegotiated contract with the Shlosei Midot, Shem Kel Rachum V'Chanun Erchapayim. That's all Yom Kippur. That's the whole theme of Yom Kippur.
Possible. I didn't know that. Could
Well, if you
that
didn't know,
be?
you know it now. That is
I
exactly
know it
what.
now.
Now
Okay.
the 10th day of Tishrei is when we when Moshe comes down with the second luchot.
And that's all we get from counting, or because it says in the Torah,
No, that's
Yom
what we get from
Kippur, you should
counting. No,
fast.
that's what we get from counting.
Oh, it doesn't say
Right. All
fasting
it
is
says
saying.
is Yom HaKippurim, Yinitem Nafshot Echem. It doesn't say why. You
Okay.
count it out, and it's clear that that's, well, that's what it comes out to.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wow.
Okay,
Yikes.
we've talked, no, so that's okay. So we've learned something here. Good. We've talked about that before, and this connection of Hakel with Mount Sinai and Yom HaKel, the original Mount Sinai. But I went a slightly different twist because this goes again to Rav Helfgott's article and says that, well, the paragraph has three parts, right? The paragraph has one paragraph in the Torah, and it starts with Moshe's command to Yeshua, right? You're going to bring the people in, Chazak v'amatz, and then it's got the description of the writing of the Torah Hazot. It gives it to B'nai Le the Kohanim B'nai Levi. And then we have the mitzvah of Hakel. He's asking, what do those have to do with each other? Okay? And you can say that, okay, well, prefacing the Hakel with writing the Sefer Torah makes sense, right? Here, this is the Torah, and then the mitzvah is you're going to read this Torah. You know, this is about the
Yeah.
scroll, not the Ten Commandments. And this is the way Rav Samet puts it. The mitzvah zu, the krot Torah, neged kol Yisrael, mikeis sheva shanim, this mitzvah of reading the Torah every 7 years, shura hi b'sefer Torah shekatav Moshe. That's connected to Moshe for the first time writing down the whole Sefer Torah, right? You get below, you get a piece of it during the 40 years. Now he says, here is the Torah. Shemasara ze'ata el kohanim b'nei Levi, and this, because he gives it today, on this day, at this moment, to b'nei Levi, b'el kohen zekne Yisrael, to the elders. A
But we
mitzvah,
don't know what the Zeh is, right? We don't know what he gave them. He didn't give them the five scrolls. He
well, one,
did.
really is one scroll, right? You know, surely there's some, the last paragraphs are still not in there because we're still going to give them. Hazina's coming up. Right? But he, so that's what they said, that they didn't put it into the Aron away yet because it wasn't finished. So it had blank spots to be, or things to be added to it. But the
A
idea is
one
that this is the
scroll? I
completed
thought.
Torah.
The tradition was Miklot, not one.
Okay, so the question, Megillot, is how was it written along the way? In other words, during those 40 years, did Moshe write something down and have a set of Megillot that were put together to create the final Torah scroll? But generally, it's
Yeah.
always written as a described here and throughout Devarim at the end of Devarim when he writes it as a single sefer, as a single
Okay.
scroll. At this point, it's a scroll.
Well,
Whether there were Megillot beforehand or not.
right. I got it. But when you read the first paragraph, so I saw Zot, HaTorah HaZot, and then HaTorah HaZot. Or HaSefer, what's
Yeah,
it?
right. Torah, right. Ritovat Torah Zot. He writes this Torah,
And then you should read this
and
Torah.
then right, Bokol Yisrael Tikra Torah Zot. It
So
doesn't
it's
say, but
funny
here it
that
doesn't
they
say
think
Sefer.
it's
Here it doesn't say
just,
Sefer.
where
Right,
do
you'll
they
see
get
it.
the idea that it just excerpts when it says, this, he wrote this, read this. You
Okay, well,
think
you can
it's just
look
what
at the
they were saying.
Gemara there in Sota, and you can get.
Okay.
I have to say, we're not going to have good, but it says.
Yeah.
And the fundamental reason is because, as a practical
Okay.
matter, you're not going to be able to sit that long.
Okay.
Okay, we're looking at, you know, he writes the Torah here. It's called Sefer at the end of Parshat Vayelech, at end of Parshat, the end of Parshat Vayelech when he puts it together. The mitzvah to write, read this Torah, right? So he writes the Sefer Torah, gives a physical Torah to the Kohanim and the Tekanim, and says, read this Torah, right? That's obviously connected. This Torah that's given to the Kohanim, that completing the Torah, lo yechala el bimo acharon Moshe, right? This final writing has to be in Moshe's final days. You write everything, you have to include everything that he had said beforehand. Okay, nitna botayom, af mitzvah lekrot Torah zot, midei shavashanim, so mitzvah was on the same day that he wrote the Torah. That's connection. So it's got the writing and the giving, that's connection to the mitzvah of Hakel.
Okay.
Torah zot. But Health God proposed that the appointment of Yeshua, they says, okay, you're going to lead these people, Salafia is also part of the parallel to Mamre Har Sinai. This is going to go back. The events of Mamre Har Sinai started with the Yom HaShem Ma'at of Nehashem HaKachad, this Yom HaKel getting together. And then after that, in the Mamre Har Sinai, it's like Moshe, Kochlotot, Deberito, after he gives Moshe after he's finished speaking to him, the two tablets. Right, Shem writes down the Torah or the Luchot, the outline of the Torah after the Mamre Har Sinai, and then we have a description of a appointment of a Malach, a messenger who's going to lead them into the land. Again, this is in Shemot. This is our Parsha Kedisa. It says, "Vatalech nechet am." Now you go lead the people, Asher dibarti lach, to the place I told you. Hinei malachi lech lefanecha, my malach, my messenger will go before you. So here, our parsha is a sort of chiasm. You know what chiasm is, right? We're going backwards. My Mamre Har Sinai is Hakel, then Ketiva, and then leadership into the land. Our parsha, our paragraph is leadership in the land, right? It's the Malach, but Yeshua is the Malach Hashem, the messenger of God to lead them to the land, then the Ketuvah of the Torah, and then the Mitzvah HaKel. Going back. Okay, we're kind of recurring. We're going back through 40 years. We're all going this backwards through the steps that brought us to this point. That's how we recreate that moment. Okay, they say it's a literary way to emphasize how we're going back. And we're going back to an idealized version of history, because we're lighting all the unpleasantness of the golden calf in China
D.
Right. So the here, here's our where here, here's our lands, right? Yeshua, write the Torah at Hakel, where the giving the Torah was the other way around, right? First was Hakel, the gathering, sort of God reading the Torah and then the writing of it afterwards, and then Hashem telling Moshe, you're gonna lead these people into the land. So that's the kind of bringing us back. We're bringing us back to that time. And so the actual ceremony of Hakel brings together these three aspects. You need the gathering of the people, right? It needs the written Torah that's presented to the people. We have physical, hope everyone sees that. And the Malach in the person, the Melech reading the Torah, right? The king reads the Torah, he is that leader of the people as well. So kind of bringing that sort of that role of Yeshua into this as well.
You should stress the land is the third thing, like coming to Israel, the land
Okay.
of Israel. It's not just leadership, political leadership, it's bringing them to the land.
Okay.
No, the third thing.
Yeah. How where do you want to put that? And Malach.
It's a little Zionism here.
Yeah. Goes Malach to Malach.
Ooh, capitals.
Our project goes from Malach Tiva Hakel again.
Okay.
Bring us back. And what part of the point is that we still recreate that today. Okay. We don't necessarily do Hakel, but we do Simchat Torah. And nobody's quite sure where the Minhag of Simchat Torah started. Right, we finish the Torah. We read it, basically we don't read the whole thing, but we read, we read the end and the beginning of it in public. Right? And we know that this idea of completing the Torah every year was a Babylonian custom. And there's Israel, they originally had a triennial cycle. You knew that, right? Three-year cycle. Right. And that's Gemara Megillah, Libnei Marava, that in the West, that's Eretz Israel relative to Babylon, the Maaseh Doraita, that they finished the Torah, Betlat Shanin every 3 years. There's an interesting theory about that. And this is Rav Gigi from, again, this is all from the
We still don't get to seven, you know, the Shemitah idea.
Right. So here. So the
Okay.
Gemara said above asserts the people of Eretz Yisrael completed the reading of the Torah in 3 years. However, the book of Chilukim Shebein Eretz Yisrael, which was written by in the Gaonic times, states that the people in the East in Babylonia, right, the Mizrach, celebrate Simchat Torah every year. Whereas the people of Eretz Yisrael celebrate every 3.5 years.
Oh, that gets to
Specifically, the
seven.
cycle is not three, but 3.5 years.
To
So
get to
Professor,
seven, right?
right? So Professor Shlomo, W. Shlomo. Has proposed that the order of the Torah reading of Eretz Yisrael was fixed, and the people of Eretz Yisrael completed their reading of the Torah twice in 7 years, and that's what they were doing. Intentionally did it twice in 7 years. If we adopt this fundamental approach, it may be suggested that it was established that the reading of the Torah be completed for the second time at the end of the sabbatical year on Sukkot as remembrance of Hakel. So they would plan their reading so they would have a Hakel Simchas Torah on Sukkot every 7 years.
Okay.
B'nai Mizracha and Bavel, where they did every year, they said, okay, that's a great idea. Let's recon right? And
Every
so
year they would have
they would
this.
do it every year, but the
Okay.
same idea,
Yeah.
we'd have it on Sukkot. Man to assemble all the Jewish men and women children to hear the reading of Torah by the King of Israel once every 7 years during Sukkot. So that's a hypothesis about the idea of Sukkot. Why Simchas Torah? To parallel, Simchas Torah is during Sukkot.
Hakel,
It's
right?
a
Yeah.
parallel Hakel. But still, we
Okay.
don't understand why the Torah. So we don't understand why Simchas Torah is during Sukkot. We do it in Shmini Atzeret for its convenience that there's too much else going on.
Right.
The same idea. We time our cycle that we end on Sukkot because of rebirth cycle. But then, why Sukkot? Why does the Torah say to do it on Sukkot?
Okay.
It's a separate question. I mean, we have it because Torah says Hakel Sukkot. Doesn't answer, that begs the question.
Right.
Why Sukkot? So
Right.
first, it makes sense to do it the year after Shemitah. We do it once in a while, not every year, because it's a big deal. And it would get too familiar. So we can do it once every once in a while, but we do it after Shemitah specifically. This is again is from Levin Tzvi Hoffman. Takes the sabbatical year into account and explains that the other years of the 7 year cycle, Jews would enter Yerushalayim at the close of the harvest season, right? Sukkot, offer prayers and sacrifice thanksgivings approach that year. On this, the seventh sabbatical year, people would naturally sense they'd mark a difference in the lack of harvest, right? They haven't not been, this was Shemitah, they don't come with Chag HaSif. I mean, that everything. You've spent the year that you've sustained not by physical toil, but feels compelled to thank God for sustaining them. So this brings us back the image of God sustaining the people in such a fashion, no doubt brings to mind the relationship of God and Israel in the desert, when they were sustained by the man. We have the same feeling, like just like the man, we had to, we depend on miracles. Shemitah, we just depend on miracles. His return to the desert now set the stage for the quasi-Sinaitic experience, known as Hakel. Right, that's why we're recreating the Hakel, because it brings that, because the year of the Shemitah has that sense of being in the Midbar, in the hope that people accept the Torah anew at the every year 7 year cycle.
Anew is one word.
And yep, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, but still. So my point before is, if you want to reenact giving of the Luchot HaBrit, we should do it on the Day of the Commandments, that which is Yom Kippur. We talked about that. Or Shavuot would be fine too as a good holiday to do Hakel. One of those two.
Right.
Sukkot is not.
Okay.
So this is from Rav Soloveitchik, from Chumash Masorah Rav. So he says it connects to the meaning of what is Hakel, right? Hakel ta'am, gather the people, Anashim and Anashim v'taf, men, women, and children, and the strangers among you. He says it's not some Sukkot, it's not the holiday of Sukkot of the Sukkah that matters. It's the Arba Minim. The holiday of the Arba Minim. What do the Arba Minim symbolize?
Everything, the heart, the soul, the
Okay, right. So he's gonna go with it's the people, right?
oh.
The people model, we know that. So this way he puts it. He says that you're coming off Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur only elite group, the Kohanim, and he said, Yekirei Yerushalayim, witnessed the glorious temple service in the upper room. Not everybody, like it wasn't a Yom Tov, it wasn't Aliyah L'Regel, not everybody was there for Yom Kippur. Only a select few heard the explicit pronunciation of the holy name. Nobility accompanied the Kohen Gadol to and from the Beit Mikdash. Only they stayed awake the previous night. Those who participated were the aristocracy of Yerushalayim.
So you
That's
don't
Yom
want to
Kippur.
do it on Yom Kippur,
Yom
right?
Kippur. Yom Kippur is not an everybody holiday.
Right.
Judaism survival cannot be based on these participants alone. Judaism never considered Torah to be inheritance of an elite sector grouping. Every Jew has a portion of the Torah, all stood at Mount Sinai. Knesset Israel could only build and survive with the possession of all participation of all Jews. This inclusiveness is represented by Hoshana Rabbah and the Arava ceremony. And he talks about the Arava. There are four species to take.
Arava? What is the Arava when you hit them?
Well,
No.
they would walk the Aravot around the Mizbeach.
Oh,
We do
okay.
the Hoshanot with the Aravot specifically, and then you would whack the Mizbeach. But that's a much later.
Okay.
The key was they would what was walk around. Just like you would walk around with your Lulavim on most of Sukkot, and then last day they would walk around with the Aravot alone.
Does he mean that Arava ceremony?
Yes, you're talking about both. That the Arava has two different ceremonies.
Okay.
Okay, there are four species taken. Sukkot, the Etrog, Lulav, Hadassim, and Arava. The Midrash states, the first three represent certain types of individuals with various accomplishments to their credit. The Etrog has taste, representing mitzvot, and smell of Torah that spread to others. You know that, right? You've heard this idea. No? Then the Etrog has smell and taste. Taste is something that you can enjoy. That's a mitzvot, and smell is something you can share with other people. That's Torah. So if you're an etrog, then you have both mitzvot and Torah. Lulav has taste, it has dates.
Yes.
No, it has the date palm. Not you're not
Oh.
eating the palm leaf, okay? It represents the dates that are sweet, but
Okay.
there's nothing to smell there. And that's the represents someone who has mitzvot, but has to learn in Torah. Hadassim
Okay.
smell, myrtle smell. They're
This
actually.
supports the idea that you should make etrog jam after Sukkot
You can
with
do
your
that.
etrog
You may, if you, you're entirely welcome to add if you want to.
for this
And
taste.
I know anybody else, but I am allergic to Hadassim.
Oh.
My allergies get set off. I pull my Hadassim out of the, I can smell it. And immediately my eyes are watering and I'm sneezing.
Oh my gosh.
I am allergic to myrtles. Okay, but
So
that's
you're.
the next step. There's no fruit on a Hadass, but they have a smell. And okay. Their external appearance is attractive. In contrast, the Arava, it displays none of these attributes. It represents the Jew has nothing. No Torah, no mitzvot. Yet the Torah says that if a Jew has neither Torah nor mitzvot to his credit, the deficiency are only external. Those represented by the Arava cannot manifest themselves in the same way as the other three species can. Beneath the surface, deep in the soul, the Arava has the same potential as other species. Still part of the Abrahamic. The difference that the other species have had the opportunity to develop and actualize themselves to build in their strength, the Arava has not. See the Arava as being all potential. While the other three species take part only in one mitzvah, the lowly Arava participates in two mitzvot on Sukkot.
Oh.
You give it a day all to itself. The entire ritual on Hoshana Rabbah revolves around the Arava. On Sukkot, all Jews must be brought into the Beit HaMikdash. Those represented by the Esrogim, Hadassim, Lulavim were already there from the Kippur. Only the Arava was missing. Sukkot is dedicated to inclusion of the Arava in the Beit HaMikdash as well. It says
Where does
that.
he get that those three were there before?
He says that that was the elite who were in Yom at the at, were able to participate in the Avodah Yom Kippur, who were there. That's those are the elite. Those ones who are by definition the ones who have a Torah mitzvah.
Those three species. Okay.
Says that we get a holiday that A brings everyone together and then points out that at the end of the holiday, the ones that we need to include that you cannot possibly forget, I'm going to give them their own hakafot, own Hoshana around the Mizbeach. That's the Arava. You have nothing. And that's what Hakeilah there is celebrating. And we do that in Sukkot Torah, we bring everything together, right? And so we're going back, not only it pushes that chiasm back step further. Right, what happened right before the Hakeil of Mamre Har Sinai was just getting to Mamre Har Sinai and being there. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. Ish
Everyone.
Echad B'Lev Echad. We're all together there, and that's what we celebrate in Mitzvah Hakeil. That's what Simchat Torah is all supposed to be about. They're all participating, and out of the tefillah, the square that unity continue to protect Klal Yisrael. That's
It's a
what we're
little weird to
all.
say that now when we weren't so protected last year
I know.
on that day.
That's true.
I
So
don't
you
like
think
the
continue
protect.
is the wrong word? We're putting that word that into the
That
future.
unity is what we need.
We needed that unity. Yeah, and it was a lack of unity over the summer, I think, that led to the lack of protection in the whale. We were very disunited leading up to
That
this.
continued to
That
again
unity.
one day, again in the future,
They were there, just man, they could that unity protect like Israel. They were just
Yeah,
as
it
close.
is good of that unity, return to protect or something.
Come to.
Yeah, that's good. Think about it. Yeah.
Okay, and I'm gonna stop here. Thank you.
Yeah, we were not protected. Ay, yeah, 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 yeah,
You
yeah.
doing okay?
Every week it's worse. It's worse and worse. Okay. It's horrible. Haifa's under attack. Hey, how's Carmiel?
I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything either.
There is.
Carmiel.